Hello, Symphony, and welcome to our morning devotions. Today's chapter is Matthew 25. Then the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, and 5 were wise. For when the foolish took their lamps, they took no oil with them. But the wise took flasks of oil with their lamps. As the bridegroom was delayed, they all became drowsy and slept. But at midnight there was a cry, "Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all those virgins rose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "Since there will not be enough for us and for you, go rather to the dealers and buy for yourselves." And while they were going to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered, "Truly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour. For it would be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. He who had received the 5 talents went at once and traded with them, and he made 5 talents more. So also he who had the 2 talents made 2 talents more. But he who had received the 1 talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. Now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 talents more, saying, 'Master, you delivered to me 5 talents. Here I have made 5 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' And he also, who had the 2 talents, came forward, saying, 'Master, you have delivered to me 2 talents. Here I have made 2 talents more.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master.' He also, who had received the 1 talent, came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I scatter no seed? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has will more be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will be separate people from, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me.' Then the righteous will answer him, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, saying, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you?' Then he will answer them, saying, 'Truly I say to you, as you did not do to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Amen. So the context of today's chapter is Jesus sharing with the disciples about the end times, about the day of the Lord when he will return. For today's devotion, I will be highlighting Jesus' words on the final judgment from verses 31 to 46. So Jesus parallels these two different groups. One are the sheep on his right and the goats on the left. To the sheep he says, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." But to the goat he says, "Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Now there is a clear distinction between the two groups. One will inherit blessings and be with the Father, and the other is commanded to depart into the eternal fire. He then lays out the what. What is the difference between the two groups? One was giving him or not giving him food when he was hungry, giving him or not giving him a drink when he was thirsty, welcoming or not welcoming him when he was a stranger, clothing or not clothing him when he was naked, or visiting or not visiting him when he was in prison or sick. Those that did those things are the sheep, and those that did not are the goat. Both groups were confused, saying, "Lord, when did we do or not do these things for you?" And Jesus replies to both of them, "You did it to did or not do it, depending on which group, to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me." In yesterday's devotion, we talked about the coming of the Lord and how Jesus instructed us to be ready. And because we don't know when he will return, we must be alert and ready. And part of what that looks like is expounded in today's passage, to love and serve the least of these. There's a pastor, a megachurch pastor named James McDonald, who went viral for pretending to be a homeless man in front of his church. After finally revealing his identity, he walked up to the pulpit and said this: "So I took a few moments a couple weeks ago and camped outside of a couple of our campuses, and I wanted to see how we were doing when it is hardest to love. Do you know that your Father in heaven is giving the same graces to the person that is hardest for you to love? He is giving it. He doesn't play favorites. He is giving the grace to everyone. If we are going to love like our Father in heaven loves, we don't get to play favorites either. And by favorites, I mean, so often we love the people when there is some benefit in it for us." "So how did our church do in the video?" he asked. "I'm going to tell you now." "Awesome." McDonald explained that he was crying inside that fake beard of his because of the love that was shown to him. Although there were those who simply walked by the homeless McDonald, you see the generosity and love shown to him by the congregants who either brought him food or took the time to pray with him. Many congregants even invited the man in to join them in worship. Now, how do you think you would respond? How do you think our church would respond? Well, a couple weeks ago, I was on my way to Friday morning prayer, and you know that door to get into that stairway? There's a little nook when you walk in, and as I was looking inside from the outside, I saw our brother Edwin praying passionately through the glass door. I was so confused. Why is Edwin here praying downstairs and not upstairs at school? It wasn't until I opened the door and peered through when I saw a homeless man hiding from the cold in that nook, and there Edwin was before 7 in the morning praying for him. I was really blessed by him and also challenged. I do feel comfortable being involved in different outreach ministries, but outside of those concrete times when I'm just living my normal life, I confess I feel much more afraid and stingy with my time and my resources. Coincidentally, I saw that same homeless man a handful of times around Calm Ave that week. I finally mustered up the courage to chat with him and ended up buying him new socks from Star so that he could stay a bit warmer as the chill was coming in. Now, this small gesture definitely did not change his life. It didn't solve the problem that he didn't have a home. Yet, I did feel like God was pleased with my small yes of obedience to him. And I'm grateful to have seen Edwin that morning because his faith challenged me to grow on my own. So let's take some time to pause and reflect. Does my life exhibit one of being ready of Christ's return? Will Jesus place me on his right as sheep? or will my apathy and self-indulged ways make me a goat? I think oftentimes we can think, yeah, I'll get to growing in my faith later. But his word makes it clear, we must be ready. So let us draw near to him today and ask the Spirit to deepen our heart of obedience, to be ready to love the least of these and to serve in the humility and love that Christ did. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you are the perfect model of love and humility. May you give us hearts and eyes to see those that are hungry, thirsty, the strangers, the naked, the sick, the imprisoned. May we not be so caught up of what's just going on in our own lives, but may we truly be the extension of your hands and feet until your return. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to love and serve those around us today. So we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.